down. There were so many reasons I didn't have children yet. I heard my name squealed out in that high-pitched generic toddler voice.
Nita! Nita!
I had no idea why, but just lately, Matthew, Monica's son, had taken a liking to me. He came rushing at me in his bright, multicolored clown outfit with the little balls on the front that matched the ones on the hat. His hair was a deep auburn like his mother's, but there was something about his 3-year-old face that made me think of his dead father. Robert hadn't been my favorite vampire, but he'd been handsome, and Matthew was a cute kid. He came running with his arms up and launched himself at me. He was not big for his age, but it was still startling. I caught him and swept him up in my arms because to do anything else would have either knocked me flat or been churlish. He put those little hands on my shoulders and leaned in for a kiss. I offered a cheek, but he touched my face and shook his head very solemn.
I'm a big boy now, Nita. I kiss like a big boy now.
Cheek kisses had been fine until about 2 weeks ago, and now Matthew was very certain that cheek kisses were baby kisses. It made me wonder if Monica was being overly friendly with the new boyfriend in front of the kid. It was Monica. There would be a boyfriend. I'd told Monica about it, and she thought it was cute. Matthew puckered up and planted one on my mouth, which meant he was wearing my very red lipstick. Now you've got my lipstick on you, and that's more big girl than big boy, I said, as I looked around for some